This is just one portion of a multi-series episode. Please don't skip around because each episode builds on the previous episode and you'll get lost if you don't listen to it in order. Virginia Burton, she's the student who graduated at age 48 after starting life off with being born to a drug addict mother, smoking crack at age 12, meth at 14, heroin addict, all these bad things bouncing around in juvenile hall. And she overcame that. She's been sober released for like 7 years. She graduated in May 2021. She's going to get her master's by age 50, and she's going to go to law school. One of the things she said was, I let myself down for so long. How many of you have let yourself down for so long that you stop believing what's coming out of your mouth? You stop believing that anything that you do is going to amount to anything good because you've let yourself down for so long. So what label do you put right across your forehead? I'm a loser. I'm a failure. I can't do this. That is the biggest story of BS that you could ever tell yourself. I let myself down for so long. If you keep playing that over and over and over again, like a broken record, that's going to be your fortune. That's going to be the prediction of your future. Wayne Dyer said, if you go into a brand new community you've never been to, and if you expect that people are going to be mean and nasty, people are probably going to be mean and nasty. And if you expect that they're going to be nice and polite, then that's probably how they're going to be. In other words, whatever you expect is going to happen, you're right. If you think that you're a winner, you're right. If you think that you're a loser, you're right too. So what you think, that self-fulfilling prophecy, it is what is going to happen. So remove the label of I'd let myself down for so long and put on the label of I have great future. I have a bright future. My future is so bright. I am getting closer and closer to my goal. I keep climbing higher and higher and higher. Good things come to me. The people that are right for me in my life are coming to me every day. Good things come to me. Things don't happen against me. Things happen for me. Learn to start trusting yourself. And if you're different than other people, that's good. Be different because you are different. That is your gift that you need to share with the world. So coming back to the title of this podcast, You Will Enjoy Prison Life is really a metaphor for putting yourself in a box. That box is a box that you've created for yourself or that other people have created for you, where people are saying, you will enjoy this life in this box where we think that you need to fit in or where you should fit in. You shouldn't have the audacity or boldness to be bigger than that box, to be yourself, to be different, to be magnificent, to go further or farther than I've ever gone. We want you to stay in this small little box. And when you do that, you're going to be happy and you're going to enjoy that life. That's really what that is a metaphor for, right? You will enjoy prison life. You will enjoy living your life that society expects you to live or your parents expect you to live or whatever. And when you adopt what other people think or how other people think you should be living your life, then you know what? You're basically living in a metaphorical prison. You can't get out and be yourself. You can't get out and express yourself. You can't get out and share yourself because you're confined to this space, locked behind bars, your hand handcuffs, because you've limited yourself. You've allowed other people to limit yourself. What you need to do is free yourself of the labels that other people have placed on you. Only you can decide what life that you are going to enjoy. And when you allow other people to do that thinking for you, you may as well be in prison because you've given up your life and you've given up your freedom. You've given up your freedom of choice. now is your time. This title of this episode reminds me of Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs says, don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking or living your life based on what other people or how other people think you should be living your life. Like I said, in this metaphorical prison. And this is what Steve Jobs says, and really think of it more broadly than just the words that he's saying, right? The message is that death is very likely the single best invention of life. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of other people's opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. That was a message that Steve Jobs delivered to the graduating class of Stanford in 2006. Listen to what he says that matches up to what I just said. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. And you're living someone else's life when you allow that someone else to create these predictions for you. You will enjoy prison life. You'll enjoy whatever. That's living other people's lives. And then what he says about dogma, not being trapped, he says, don't be trapped by it because it's a trap. You don't see it coming. It's the results of other people's thinking. Now it's your time, your turn to have your own thinking, looking on the inside as opposed to going outside looking for your keys. It just doesn't make any sense, right? What he's saying is right now the new is you. We're clearing out the old to make room for the new. You are the new. And he says, don't let the noise of other people's opinions drown out your own inner voice. So there's that emphasis, your own inner voice. That is what's important. And the noise of other people's opinions, that is the message in the fortune cookie. It's noise. It's nonsense. It's not true. It's a lie. And it's somebody else's opinion. And he says, the most important thing is to have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Listen to what he says there. It takes courage. Courage. It's not easy. You have to be brave. You have to have courage to follow your heart and your intuition. That inner voice knows what's best for you. And the problem is, our other people's dogma, other people's thinking. It's a trap that's going to tell you not to follow your heart, not to follow your intuition. And that's why it takes courage to go against that opposition, go against the resistance that wants to put you into a metaphorical box or prison. But your heart, your intuition, your inner self, your inner voice, somehow, Steve Jobs says, they already know what you truly want to become. Not what the fortune cookie says is in your future, but what you truly want to become. Who do you truly want to become? That's your purpose, is to find your purpose, is to follow your heart intuition and just know that if it's scary, you're doing something right because you have the courage to get outside of that prison of other people's dogma, other people's thinking. You have the courage to break out and be free. And everything else is secondary, is what Steve Jobs tells us. This ends this portion of a multi-series episode. Please don't skip around because each episode builds on the previous episode and you'll get lost if you don't listen to it in order. Trust me.